this Sunday morning, as I read out in the community notices, sorry, not this Sunday morning, Sunday morning the 27th of July, as I mentioned in the community notices, the Chevra Kadisha is inviting couples to hit pause and reconnect. Now, whether you've just tied the knot or have been together for decades, this relationship talk promises real tools and honest perspective. And we're joined now in the studio, and it's such a pleasure to have you here in the studio, Dalia Gottlieb, who is the community development social worker for the Chev. We've chatted on the phone, but it's the first time we're actually going to meet each other, so thank you for coming in. And she's going to hopefully chat with us about this upcoming event that will be featuring psychologist Joel Shapiro and social worker Arlene Bernstein. And as I mentioned, on Sunday morning, the 27th of July, the session will aim to help couples explore what it means to grow stronger together with practical advice and a dose of heart. So, Talia, thanks so much for coming in. What inspired this particular focus on couples and relationships for the upcoming Chevra Kadisha event?
So first of all, thank you for having me. It's so exciting to be here. So really at the Chev, what we do is that we see firsthand the demands of life and work and family and how that can pull couples in so many different directions. The beginning of this enrichment program actually starts a little bit backwards. At the Chev, we ran a program called the Marriage Preparation and Enrichment Program, and that is an internationally recognized program that looks at different strength and growth areas of pre-married couples. So it is part of the Beth Din process to get married, where you come in and we look at different strength and growth areas in these couples' relationships before they get married, where we focus on communication, conflict resolution, values, personality, family, the whole kind of spectrum of what it means to be living and being part of someone's life. The couples actually fill out a questionnaire, so it's quite statistical and data-based as well. And we have the most amazing trained volunteers that actually run these programs with these premarital couples.
I just want to ask you something about those programs. So if a couple wants to get married in an Orthodox synagogue, do they have to do that program?
Correct.
And how long is the program?
So the program is, it's four sessions for about an hour and a half at a time. Normally consecutively, week by week. And when it's done, it's this breath of fresh air. You learn different things about your partner that you didn't know before. It's a really beautiful program.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but would you know if a couple is not sure if they want to get married, so they're not making that commitment, or they're just interested in participating in a course like this, are they able to?
So the actual Prepare Enrich program is not a diagnostic tool to make sure that a couple is compatible. It's very important to understand that. A lot of the time people will ask me the same question and say, well, can we just see if it's going to work out?
Yeah.
You know, kind of see if our personalities match, if our families are going to be working together. You know, if a couple is really having those thoughts before, you know, coming to a social worker or to a therapist to really explore those different strengthened areas, you know, would be a much more beneficial part before actually doing the program.
Okay, that is actually very good advice. I was going to try and see if we could squeeze in. Just want to suss out, should I go to an astrologer? Should I go to a psychic? Or should I do the course? But let's go back to the event that you're hosting on the 27th of July. Can you tell us more about the two speakers, Joel Shapiro and Arlene Bernstein, and what each brings to the conversation?
Of course. So Joel Shapiro is a psychologist with years of experience helping couples navigate challenges within the modern day life-to-life and day-to-day relationships. He's also known for his ability to translate complex psychological concepts into real usable advice. Joel uses something called courageous conversations, which is really just looking at what is the real crux of what you're trying to communicate to your partner and checking it out to understand if that partner heard you correctly.
I love that term, courageous conversations. Wow, I think we need to have more of those generally speaking. But the talk is obviously for couples at all stages. And that interests me, because what can newlyweds versus longtime partners equally gain from attending?
Of course. So if you don't mind, I just want to jump back to Arlene.
Sorry, Arlene.
So Arlene is a social worker with a whole bunch of experience working closely with families and couples in the community. Arlene is actually one of our supervisors for the Prepare Enrich program. So she supervises our trained volunteers. So she's actually the most suitable person also for coming and doing this talk. But the reason that we're doing this is because a lot of the time, relationships evolve over time. When you, before you get married, you're in a different phase and stage and thinking that, you know, kind of like you're seeing the world through rose-colored glasses. When you get married, it's a whole different ballgame. You're living with someone new, if you haven't been living together with them before. You've integrated, you've married into their family. And navigating those challenges could be difficult. And then you kind of get settled, and then you have a baby. And that changes, again, the dynamics and the way that you interact with each other as a, as partners. Mm. And then you add maybe another baby in the mix, and you have a toddler and a baby and a teenager. You know, everything always changes. And that's the beauty of relationships, that it evolves over time. But the importance is making the time for your relationship is the most important. It's like saying that you can't expect to strengthen your muscles if you don't make time to go to gym. You can't strengthen your relationship without making specific time to actually work and grow on your relationship.
But the question about newlyweds and those who've been together for a long time, you really think it's the same kind of issues that they struggle with, the same kind of advice that they would need or assistance?
So I think often it comes down to communication. You know, when in the beginning, you almost need to look at the different ways and how you want to communicate your needs to your partner and how they would like to respond to you. And when you start to live with someone, you almost become a little bit lax in the way that you talk to one another, whether it's more aggressive or a little bit more critical, right? So it's almost coming down to the basics of what is it that you want? What is it that I feel? And how can I try and meet your need to the best of my ability?
What kind of practical tools or insights can participants expect to walk away with after this event on the 27th of July?
So definitely leave with strategies to communicate, because again, that is the basis of all relationships. Managing conflicts in a healthy way. Again, you can't minimize, you can minimize conflict, but you can't ever get rid of it. But you can always disagree respectfully.
Yeah.
And that is the way that you use your different communication tools.
Courageous conversations. You taught me that term today.
The courageous conversations. And also how to almost be emotionally attuned to one another, that you're not running on parallel roads, kind of missing each other. You're almost together, and you're working, walking on a path together. A lot of the time, couples forget that it's we, the couple, against the problem, not you and me against each other. And that's what I'm hoping that couples will get out of this talk.
Why is it so important, especially in today's busy world, to create space for this kind of connection / conversation / communication between partners?
So life moves really fast, and it's easy for couples to really drift into this autopilot, wake up, roll out of bed, go to work, come back and kind of do the same routine without actually looking at each other and really talking about their days and really looking at each other and expressing their love for one another. Our relationship matters. People's relationship matters. And if you don't reconnect with your partner, even once a week or twice a week, you almost stop to build your little small interactions. And just sitting down and connecting with someone also is the basis of what a relationship is.
I mean, I find it fascinating talking to you. I mean, even before this event on the 27th of July, I'm like, wow, we should have you back and back and back. And you're not even presenting the event. So I can imagine how amazing it's going to be. Talia, how does this initiative, this session that you're putting together on relationships, how does it fit into the broader work of the GEV's social services division?
So the GEV's wider commitment to the community is to strengthen individuals, families, and the community as a whole. And through programs like the Marriage Preparation Program, as well as the Enrichment Program, which this is the kind of launch and start of, we almost wanting to eliminate dysfunction in families, prevent it from happening. It's almost a prevention program, but it's also to empower people with skills and support that they need in every single stage of their life. Healthy relationships or healthy partners, you know, need it. It doesn't only benefit the couple.
No,
you know,
of course not.
It benefits the broader community. So the more healthier that we can speak to our partners, we create healthy, beautiful boundaried children, and that creates a beautiful community.
Courageous conversations. The 27th of July from 10 to 12 at the David Lopati Center Auditorium. Child supervision is available and tickets are just R50. To book your spot, email socialservices1word at jhbgev also one word, .co.za, and make an investment in the two of you. That's Talia Gottlieb, the Community Development Social Worker for the Chevra Kadesha. Thank you so much for coming, and it's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Paula.